Blake, I'm sure yesterday was a bit of a whirlwind for you, getting from San Jose to Winnipeg to Philadelphia. So can you just kind of walk us through what the last 24 hours have been like for you as you get ready for this one tonight?
Yeah, it's long travel days. Chipper takes really good care of us. So, you know, he made it as comfortable as he could. And so we got no complaints. Happy to be back with the guys.
I know you'll focus on this game, but if you can just take us back to San Jose, and what were some of the highlights for you?
Just the time with the family, you know. Seems like every year you're away from them more and more. It's probably a product of them growing up a little bit, but got to spend some really good quality time with my family. Louis, you know, pretty much took part in the entire experience, and, you know, those are memories he's going to have for a lifetime.
What about on the ice? How much fun was that to be out there with all those great players?
It's always fun. I mean, that's a pretty cool experience, you know, being a part of that. And, you know, we had a really, really good group of guys. You know, our group enjoyed it. I think we enjoyed our time together, had some fun.
Is there a lot of, a lot of kibitzing when you guys are together in the room, just about the experiences that they're going through, teams that are in races like you, teams that are not, or is some of that stuff not discussed?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I think most guys know each other, whether it's from events like that, playing on national teams, or what have you. So, you know, we don't really dissect each other's rosters very much.
What's it like as the group now, as you get back to work and you focus on the stretch drive here? How do you, as a team, prepare for this one today with everybody really not having been on the ice very much over the last 7-8 days?
We're in the same boat. You know, there's no excuses from that standpoint. They're coming off their bye week as well. So there's going to be an adjustment period. There always is. And, you know, we just got to stay patient and be willing to grind one out here tonight.
You know, there's a lot of talk yesterday, Blake, just about the busy schedule you guys have and how, you know, this break was so critical for your club and for other clubs. I mean, how are you going to sort of manage the next 67, 68 days when you're playing every second day?
I'm going to bust my ass.
Is that easier said than done? I mean, is it because it is such a grind and there's so much at stake down the stretch?
No. We're in a good position. You know, we put ourselves in a good position. I think we were playing our best hockey going into the break. There's a lot of things to be excited about with that. So we're just going to continue to try to get better every single day. I know you guys love that cliche, but, you know, try to work towards playing our best hockey, you know, towards the end of the season and see where that puts us.
A lot of times when a team has a deep playoff run and has a disappointment, the regular season just gets, it's hard for them. There's no redemption until April, but it seems like you guys handled that well almost from the very beginning. How were you able to do that?
Well, we're young, you know. I think it gets more difficult the more times you go through it. You know, you make a bunch of deep runs and maybe you fall short. I think the regular season can get a little bit monotonous, but it was our first kick at it last spring. You know, we made a good run, and I think that brought a lot of excitement throughout our team. And there's a lot of youth in here too. You know, there's a lot of fresh guys, a lot of guys who haven't been through those battles. So I think it really sparked some excitement with us to try to do it all over again.